And to live intuitively is to trust so deeply in your path, your feelings, and your internal voice. It's essentially the direct connection to your highest self. And we find our highest self through challenge, through curiosity, and through stepping outside of our comfort zones. This is the Alchemized Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. Last week, I released my very first solo episode in the series of building confidence, letting go of codependence, stepping into your light, and expanding your current reality. And it was just, it was so cool to hear the response from you guys. It really meant so much to me to see you guys share it, to hear that it resonated with you, and to ultimately just be able to share in a way that I haven't been able to or haven't really felt called to yet on the podcast. And it was just really fun. And I'm just really grateful to have this space and to continue sharing with all of you, because apparently I have a lot to say. So last week we chatted all about awareness. If you haven't listened to that episode and you are just tuning in for this one, then go back and listen to it, because in my opinion, it's really good and really important and builds upon, or this episode builds upon that one. And so I spoke about the steps of really like stepping into your light and expanding your reality and building confidence. And the first step, which was shared last week, was awareness. So I'm going to talk a little bit now about the second step, which is action. And when I talk about action, I'm really referring to, again, the act of stepping into your own light and shining so fucking bright that you propel yourself into a new level of being. For me, this was something that was, you know, a little challenging. I've done a lot of work and inner child work specifically relating back to subconscious beliefs. And one of the baseline, you know, limiting beliefs that I've had is just a fear of being seen that came from, and I'm sure a lot of you can resonate with this, is that I was always reprimanded as a kid. I had gotten spanked as a child. And before anyone freaks out, this was 26 years ago, or I guess not 26 years ago, but a while ago, when it was much more normal to do that. And I was always grounded. Granted, I was not always a great kid, so probably was deserving of the groundedness, but I was always getting reprimanded. And what this kind of instilled in me in these developmental years is that if I am to share or to be seen or to step into a place where I am exposed, that I will not be responded to in a way that I had expected, and that I will likely be reprimanded or have a negative response to me being seen. And that really shifted my self-worth and my value. And so stepping into my light, shining, you know, speaking in front of people, having a friggin' podcast, like, that is hard work. And it was something that was very challenging for me until I started doing the work and understanding where those limiting beliefs came from. And so when we understand where our fear comes from, where resistance comes from, we are able to better act upon the inhibitors that essentially prevent us from stepping into our light, from doing the things that we want to be doing, the things that we love, our passion and our purpose. So that baseline understanding is just really important to have a gauge for where your fear comes from, and then be compassionate with yourself when fear comes up, and to know that, you know, it's typically because you're just operating from the set of beliefs that were instilled in you as a child. So moving forward from that baseline understanding of our operating beliefs, essentially, is, you know, actually taking the action and knowing that we can be compassionate with ourselves, but we do have to make shifts in our lives if we want all of the things that we're manifesting, if we want all of the goals that we set. And the way that has resonated with me most is intentionally following through. We talk about intentions all the time. You know, so many times I go on Instagram at the beginning of the month, I see people posting their intentions. And I think that that's so great. I think it's so beautiful because it adds accountability. But the most common struggle I hear with my mentees and with my friends is that intentions that they're setting on a monthly basis go about as far as writing them down and then end there. And here's the honest truth. If you are not getting your intentions done or checking them off your list on a monthly basis, then ultimately it either doesn't mean that much to you or you just don't know how to get them done. And if it's the latter, you know, I get that. The way that I've found to really be exposed to guidance and the, so to speak, roadmap of accomplishing things, whether they're goals or intentions, whatever it might be, is through intuition. Like, that has been the most powerful way for me to really be guided into the space that I'm in today. And to live intuitively is to trust so deeply in your path, your feelings, and your internal voice. It's essentially the direct connection to your highest self. And we find our highest self through challenge, through curiosity, and through stepping outside of our comfort zones. And sometimes that does mean, yes, you're going to be trying new things. Yes, you're likely going to have to take the stage as a beginner when you just start out. But also, yes, you're going to grow unlike you have ever done before. And the honest truth is, if you want something that you've never had, you have to do things that you've never done. And that means you are pushing outside to the outskirts of your comfort zone and getting good at feeling uncomfortable. You don't want to be in a space where you're not growing, where everything is just easy, because that's boring. You want to be constantly growing. You want to be curious. You want to be excited. You want to be up-leveling in all of the different ways and truly elevating your life. And you do that through intuitively moving and taking action that pushes you and encourages you to grow. And that's what action is all about, is how can we intuitively move in a way that encourages growth in all the different areas of our life. So if you feel like you're not intuitive, I completely understand. I've been in that place before. I don't want to talk too much on intuition because there are so many incredible intuitives and channels that have been on The Alchemized Life, and you can jump into an episode where they can give you a ton of different insights. I will share an earlier episode with Nada Gira is all about conscious word programming, where she shares ways to strengthen your intuition in a non-emotionally charged way. And what I mean by that and what she means by that is that rather than, you know, trying to use your intuition in this highly emotionally charged situation, doing it on little things like picking a tea in the morning out of your cabinet just based on your intuition. Just little things like that that allow you to really start to strengthen your intuition in a way that is outside of those really high emotion situations. So again, the first step is understanding the fear, understanding the triggers. And then from there, we can start to intentionally follow through simply by using our intuition to guide us through inspired action. And inspired action is a term that's used in manifestation a lot and really goes hand in hand with intentional follow through. Essentially, you don't want to be pushing so much that you're trying to control the outcome, but you also don't want to be in a constant state of surrender where you're waiting for everything you dream of to be handed to you on a silver platter. That just doesn't happen. It's the perfect balance of effort and ease. And ultimately, again, it comes back to tapping into your intuition, receiving guidance, and trusting in yourself, trusting in that inner voice that it knows exactly where you're supposed to go, because you already know, and it's just remembering and reawakening inside of you. So after you start to work with the intuition, there were a few key micro changes that I've made that have helped me to strengthen my intuition and to really build that confidence within the actions that I'm taking. The first, which was pretty hard, especially since I do have a partner, was to stop seeking outside approval immediately after having an idea. Soundboards are great, but what I found to be most helpful is to marinate on an idea before having any types of conversations about it with someone else. And I say conversations rather than checking in with someone else, because it's supposed to be a back and forth in a conversation rather than a, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think that this would work? And having that unsurety within yourself. And so when we take the time to marinate on an idea, we get to flesh it out a little bit within ourselves and to see how it could play out in all of these different ways. And I found that to just be so much more helpful because it builds my confidence within myself and my problem solving and just my creativity. And it's just a really powerful practice. So again, don't seek outside approval immediately after having an idea. Allow yourself time to creatively figure it out on your own and create just different, you know, plans of action, essentially. So the second step, which has been pretty big as well, is that I've limited the amount of courses I buy and personal development books I read. And that one was pretty hard because I love reading personal development books. But what I feel on an energetic level is that every time I buy a course, buy a book in, let's say, finances, saying like how to become, you know, financially stable or to deal with your money shit, whatever it might be, energetically, I feel like every time that I do that, I'm essentially saying that I'm not in that space yet and that I don't know how to do that. And so it puts this energy out into the universe for me specifically, and maybe this resonates with you, but it puts this energy out that I don't know and that I am basically disempowering myself by relying again on someone else to tell me how to do it. And granted, if you're just beginning your personal development journey and self-growth journey, then yes, maybe it is good to read a book. But a lot of you guys that listen to this podcast that I've had conversations with are, you know, have been doing this for a while. And so for you to continually seek outside sources to tell you the same exact thing in different ways when you already know, you already know what to do. And so allow yourself the ease and the grace to prove that you do know what you can, what you can do and how powerful you are. It just takes that consistency. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. So the last thing that I've done is, and this is way more practical. Well, I guess they're all practical, but this one is more practical on a daily basis, is my top five list. So on a daily basis, I will intentionally create a list of the top five things that I need to do. I only pick five things. Don't overwhelm yourself. Aim to do at least one new thing a week. And again, be graceful with your own growth. There's no need to rush your healing. So giving yourself the space to only do five things, and then if you do more than that, perfect. But if you do less than that, you know, or you usually don't do less than that. And that's what's really cool, is because you're not feeling guilty for having a list of 10 things and only getting five things done. You have a list of five things, and it could be work-related, friendship-related, house-related. Like, it could be from all the different areas of your life. But once you get those five things done, you're proud of yourself, and you strengthen your trust in your ability to act upon the things that are important to you. So going back to consistency, coming back to like the things that are important to you, it's all about integrity. And I just had this conversation with one of the women on the retreat. If something means a lot to you, you'll do it. If something doesn't mean a lot to you, then you're not going to do it. There's going to be resistance there, and you're just not going to get it done. And so when we continuously act on a daily, weekly, monthly basis towards the thing that we want most, whether it is a relationship or a career or whatever it might be, even if it's just to boost our self-worth or to have more money in our bank, if you are consistently working towards that thing, you are building integrity, you are building your confidence and proving to yourself that you are worthy of doing this because you are taking the steps to do it. But if you are saying that you want to have a six pack and a big butt or something like that, but then you come home and eat a bag of chips and just say, oh, I'll start tomorrow, that's not being that's not having integrity with yourself. And I'm not sorry actually if that angers you, and if you start to think of excuses in your head, if it feels angry to you right now, or if you start to have excuses in your head as to why you wouldn't be able to do something, like, look at that. Look at where the resistance comes from. And again, know that if it's important to you, then you're going to do it. So make sure that when you are acting, you're acting towards things that are important to you, because that's where the sustainability comes from. That's where the consistency comes from. That's how we truly elevate ourselves. Because if something's not that important to you, you might go to the gym, you know, three times within the month and then give up because having a Kim Kardashian butt actually wasn't that important to you. You just wanted to be healthy and so, et cetera. I think you guys get what I'm talking about. But there has to be something more important than your self-doubt in yourself. And knowing that we all have self-doubt, knowing that we all have those fears, all have those triggers, all have resistance come up, have you found something that is more important than your self-doubt? Have you taken the actions to really prove that, yes, the self-doubt is there, but you're still going to move in the direction that is going to propel you towards that thing that you want most, whatever you're working on, whether it is just simply building confidence or manifesting something really big in your life? And so that's really the baseline of action is just, you know, one, understanding all of the fear. From a place of understanding and a compassionate place of understanding, then shifting yourself to intentionally follow through with the things that are important to you and the actions, using your intuition to determine what those actions are, and then using those little micro changes that I mentioned, again, stopping seeking outside approval, limiting the amount that you are looking for external knowledge, external wisdom as far as personal development goes, especially if you've been in the game for a while, and then allowing yourself the structure of a top five list, and then again, building integrity around yourself. Because when we have integrity with ourselves, we are unstoppable. And that's powerful, guys. If this episode resonated with you, if you found any bit of this information important or helpful, it would mean the world to me for you to share and give us a shout out on Instagram. You can screenshot this, tagging at The Alchemized Life and at Ava Johanna. If there's anyone that you think would need this episode, please send it their way. And then as always, please subscribe, rate, and review so we can get this wisdom and all of the guests out to as many people as possible so we can start to make wellness accessible and change the world. Thank you, guys. I love you. All right, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's solo episode. As always, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review if what you hear resonates. And if you're listening, let me know. Tag at The Alchemized Life and at Ava Johanna on your Instagram stories, on your Instagram posts, and send me a DM if there's any information on here that you want to chat further about. I'll see you next week.